This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio, and I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
How are you, Mel?
I'm great. How are you, Anne?
I'm good as gold, darling. Now, guys at home, you know we always bring you a jam-packed show, and we serve the tea. And tonight is no different. So we're going to be talking all things reality. Mm-hmm. It's what we do best.
It's what we know.
It is what we know. So, we're going to be talking to Big Brother finalist Emma Barnes. Plus, we're going to be speaking to Married at First Sight star Charlie Curtis.
Ooh, there'll be some tea there.
Oh, there's going to be tea. It's Bobby's tea party.
You're all welcome.
Forget Alice in Wonderland. Get me a... That'd be a good show title.
Oh, my God, there you go.
Peg Bobby's tea quick. Party. Shit, someone get onto it quick. Right, Elle, so today you are resident showbiz journo. I mean, you are a journo, as we know.
Yes.
And we love you. Mm-hmm. I love a journo. I'm not like most celebs.
There you go. Look at him sucking up to me now.
I'm like, don't throw me under the bus. No, I do love a journo, and I actually think journos get a rough deal with it. But you are today's, not just co-host, you're our showbiz journo. She's earning her coins.
I sure am. Ching, ching. I actually love doing the showbiz bit because...
I love you doing it.
Do you know what? It's just like the conversations me and you have.
Yeah, maybe we should just do this moving forward. Literally. I mean, we'd love our showbiz journo, but maybe if we just fuck them all off and you just do
there
it every
you
week.
Go. It's all we talk about anyway, isn't it? Like, we may as well just do it on air.
That is what our group chat is.
But, exactly. Sending links. Oh, my God. Have you seen this? The latest.
So Miss L, what's called... I mean, it's quite a week, and especially it's quite a day. Uh-huh. So I think...
Yes, there's a lot going on today. We're going to start light, I think, and just go in with... Oh, do you want to start, like, not light and build our way up to light?
Well, I just think, shall we start... Because we want to... The whole show wants to be light.
Yeah,
so,
true. Okay,
I mean, so your showbiz journo, so yeah. I'm not going to piss on your parade, but I think, shall we get the sad out of the way.
We will. So, of course, today is the day that Liam Payne was buried. There's been pictures coming out of people going into his funeral. Cheryl Cole was there, along with some of her bandmates, and the rest of the One Direction crew were there as well. And of course, Liam's girlfriend was there as well. The girl who was there with him when she actually just left two days before, didn't she? Yeah, so she was there as well, which I was surprised to see. I mean, obviously, she would make
an
effort.
Is she American, that Kate?
She is, yeah. She's American. She's living in Florida. So, I mean, of course she would fly over.
Yeah, that's
over
America,
for it.
Isn't it?
That is, yeah. Well,
is she American? Yes, yeah, she lives in Florida.
America, wish it wasn't, I'd imagine, but it is, yeah, part of America. But you know what? I don't know about how you feel about this, but, like, I find it so weird that there's photographers pitched up outside. Like, I'm a journalist, as we know, work for, like, a tabloid newspaper. I find it icky that there's allowed to be photographers selling pictures of family and friends going into the funeral. I don't know, it just doesn't sit well with me.
See, it's one of them. I think I've been to maybe two funerals since being in the career I've been in, like the last 13, 14 years, that have been people in the public eye. And like you say, I do find it weird. I mean, any funeral is sad.
Yeah.
And it is weird when there's paps there. But also, it's one of them where it's a weird one because when it's a famous... I don't think there's any right...
Yeah, I know.
I think I would never say it's a right thing to do. But yeah. I'm also... I wouldn't be one of these that... Because there's always that fine line where people go... I'm throwing it back before I was even born, but say Marilyn Days, James Dean, these kind of people, like when celebs go, Elvis.
Yeah.
These are, I mean, I'm not that old, guys. I've just realised I'm a millennial.
We had a little
chat in the office earlier before the show, and I thought I was older than millennial because
a boomer. No, boomers are like
fuck
in there.
Boomer. What? She's a shady bitch.
That's what's older than a millennial.
Boomer, yeah. They're about 60.
No, a boomer is like from 40 to like 60.
Yeah, but I'm not there yet.
We're millennials.
We're millennials, yes. But I think millennium means we're born in, I was going to say, mate.
The millennium.
In 2020.
2000. Jesus, Bobby. Oh, my God.
My maths is terrible. Anyway, so, yes, I get what you're saying. I would not, like, encourage, perhaps, to be at a funeral. Yeah. But also, I think...
It's just a balance with, like, people's right to know what's going on and the family's right to privacy. And that's always been a balance within the media, mm-hmm. trying to get that right. Yeah. And I just feel that, like, maybe funerals cross the line a bit.
For me, it feels weird to take a photo. But I wouldn't ever take a photo of... Which is my whole thing with social media. When everyone goes, oh, it's up, because I'm a big believer that, like, comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can all look at... I always go to the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Love a Kardashian, you know that.
Yeah.
But you never see a Kardashian pick her phone up, having a row with her fella at the time, and take a selfie. So you can go, oh, she's got a lovely, I say wardrobe, they say closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kylie's got 15 Bentleys on the drive, allegedly. She has.
She does.
But do you know what I mean? Chris has got 55,000 Hermes bags.
Wait, I'm wondering where this is going.
But what I'm but what I was saying is we can look at social media and go, oh, I'm depressed because we compare our lives to each other. So social is we put our best foot forward.
So are you saying it's good to show light and shade?
I'm not, not when it comes to funeral stuff, but what I'm saying is it's one of them things that when it comes to, when you're in the public eye, we put what we want forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it all but has to be covered when they're a big star, I suppose.
Well, these are like the modern day Beatles. And I've always been hand on heart. I think Harry Styles has turned into a bit of a salt lately.
Mm.
But Liam was a gorgeous guy.
Mm.
I was never on the bandwagon of them. But I think I was 6 months too old to be a directioner.
Right, yeah.
Loved them. And I've got some. I missed it by 6 months.
Right.
But I can appreciate their music.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful boys.
Mm-hmm.
Would I go and photograph someone's funeral? Not in a million years.
Yeah, it's just mad that, like, that is people's job. And there wouldn't be a market for it if the press weren't buying it. I understand that,
saying,
you know. And there
the
wouldn't
Beatles,
be a market
though.
For the press to buy it if people weren't clicking it. Mm. So it's a whole ecosystem. And it just, it's voyeurism. Like, we all want to see.
That's
like,
a good word. You can tell she's a journalist.
It's, we all do want to see. Like, even though I am saying it feels icky, did I click on the photos today? Yes, I did. Did I have a look? Yes,
did
I did.
Did you write a story?
I didn't. No, I didn't. But if I was asked to by my editor, I wouldn't have had a choice.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, it is an ecosystem at the end of the day.
Yeah, so we can't shame the guys and the girls, because there are girl perhaps that do that.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
But yeah, it's shit.
It's just shit
in terms
of...
not
Liam
what
and his family and everything like that. It's
so
all...
who turned up? We had Girls Aloud.
We had Girls Aloud. We had the one...
Well, we had all the girls. No, Nadine.
No, Nadine. I didn't see Nadine, no.
No, but I don't think she was as close. I think it's quite common knowledge that Kimberly and Nicole were closer to Cheryl than Nadine was.
Right, yeah. So they were there probably as support.
As friends. I don't think as a band.
Yes. Well, yeah, I doubt they were performing.
I hope not.
But, yeah, actually, that's kind
who
of
else?
All I... That's all I say.
I love that Zayn turned up. That's nice.
Yes, yeah, Zayn turned up. That's all I saw, really. I didn't... really go through the photos that much, but anyway, it was a sad day for the showbiz world, and rest in peace, Liam.
Absolutely. And so we're going to move on to lighter things, guys, but we couldn't not address it on obviously such a day when something's happened. But thoughts and prayers to friends and family, Cheryl, and especially little bear
for sure. So we have
let's slut drop.
Yes, slut drop now to the tea. So obviously I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is back, which I've been waiting for so long. And then when we saw that Colleen was going in the jungle, I was just so delighted. But I actually nearly fell off my chair yesterday when I saw that Rebecca Vardy has been given a position with The Sun to share her thoughts on the campmates and everything that's going down inside the camp. And I'm like,
so is she doing a daily column? Because I was in the barbers yesterday and I mean very often that I get an actual paper, you know. I'm an online boy.
Yeah, same.
And I opened it and it was a double page spread and I thought, oh, is this a daily thing?
Yes, it is. So she's going to
be getting them coins. She's got a few coins though. She's married to Jamie Vardy. The girl's doing all right.
She's married to a footballer. I'm sorry, I would be sat at home decorating my house for Christmas for like a month. Like I would, before I'd get up and do any work, especially something that like involves me having to trash people on TV, which I suppose is kind of what we're doing. No, this is kind of what we're doing. But
babe, I don't trash. I just
speak the truth.
I spill the tea.
Spill the tea. But no.
Is she trashing then? Who's she trashing then? Come on.
Well,
come Miss L.
Basically, yesterday she said that she hopes that Colleen eats an animal penis. I forget what animal she said. And she hopes that she gets to eat some humble pie, is what she said.
What, alongside the dick?
Yeah, a penis and humble pie. I mean, does it sound grand? Sounds nice.
Sounds like a lovely three-course meal to me.
I'd have it on a Sunday. Sounds like something Toby Carver's.
Start with the dick and end with a little bit of humble pie.
Love it. Lush.
I've had worse Saturdays.
There you go. Me too.
Has she said anything else about Miss Colleen?
No, she's kind of just been saying the odd thing. She said one of the, oh God, I can't remember his name, but the DJ that's in there at the moment, the Radio 1 BBC guy.
Dean,
he's really cozying up to Colleen. And she kind of just said, he's doing it for airtime. He knows that Colleen is like the main character, basically, and that she's going to get all the airtime. So he keeps like he's in the camp with her the whole time.
She's called him out for.
She's called him out on that. Also, he keeps on mentioning Wagatha Christie, and she reckons that the more he does that, the more headlines he's going to grab, and he's aware of that. And she thinks that that's what he's doing. He's curating his success on the show by like staying very close to Colleen.
Now,
this is what Rebecca Vardy says. I'm not sure if that's what he's doing. I think he seems like a nice guy.
No, but she said he doesn't seem as organic as a friendship. Yeah. She thinks it's calculated.
Yeah, and he said it like, he said Wagatha Christie the first 5 minutes of that show. Like, he went straight for it. Like,
it was balls deep, no lube.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Rebecca Vardy actually owns the rights to that saying. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't take sides. I'm impartial.
Yeah.
I'm a radio host.
There you go.
But what I will say is, Rebecca Vardy, clever bitch.
Yes.
To copyright and trademark Wagatha Christie.
Yeah, that's it.
Hats off.
Hats off. It'd be interesting if she takes him to court.
I wonder if she earns every time they mention that.
I don't know, but I have a feeling.
Because did she not bring out like a stage? Yes, yeah. In London there was a show.
Yeah, there was a show, but I'm not sure if she was behind that. But I'd imagine she would have got royalties for the name.
If she owns the name.
Yeah, she must have got something out of it. Otherwise, why would you paint in something like
that? So what else is showing? So she ain't a fan of Dean. She thinks he's like a fame or wants a bit of Colleen.
Yeah.
What else is going down? Or is she mostly going for Colleen, I'm guessing.
Well, her first little segment, she went for Colleen with the have some humble pie, and then
and a dick.
And then the last one I saw was the Dean one. So watch this space. I'm going to have to keep an eye on it because she's probably going to be like written about a lot over this I'm a Celebrity season.
Because she actually went into the jungle a few years ago, didn't she?
She did, yes. And I think that's what the Sun's angle is. Like, you're coming in as like a correspondent of somebody who's been on it before. It just so happens that your arch nemesis is on the show as well.
Ah, that's the angle.
That's the angle.
I getcha.
Very smart.
What else, Miss L?
So, I'm not sure if you've seen, but Davina.
One more, darling.
One more. Davina McCall, have you seen that she went in for brain surgery?
So sad. But it's benign.
It's
benign. So there's a positive.
It was a benign tumour. Her husband, Michael Douglas, has been updating everybody on social media. And his last update was 2 days ago. He said that the surgery went textbook. And she said,
is that good?
That's good. I know. I was thinking, what's textbook? And I was reading
the whole thing. I burnt mine on the bridge when I was having a B&H. Don't do it, kids.
I think textbook means positive. Like
it's a book at school.
It's the book, and it went like to plan.
Okay.
So she was recovering in ICU for a few days. She's out of ICU now.
Intensive care unit.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He's so learned.
I'm so fucking casual, eh?
Oh, my God. You could be a surgeon. So smart.
I'm SAS. But who knows? Next year, Bobby the Surge.
There you
Sorry,
go.
Sorry, carry
so
on. Talk back to Davina.
She'll wake up and you'll be at the end of the bed going, babes, it was textbook.
Davina, darling.
It was textbook, honey. But anyway, she's God lover. She's recovering. recovering well. And
oh, bless her.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
That's a yeah, absolutely. That's a scary thing to go through. Even though they go, it's benign, and people kind of throw it away.
Yes.
I'm like, do you know, if you still got to have an operation, it don't matter if it's benign or not. That's in your head as well.
100. And, like, they have to crack through her skull to get to the part of the head.
No,
and
don't.
She might lose some of her short-term memories. So, you know, it's not a small procedure. It's a huge deal. And she's just lucky it went really well as well. So hopefully she recovers.
Love and light to you, Davina.
Yes.
We love you. Right, guys. So that's showbiz. Thanks for doubling up, Elle.
No bothers.
She's earned her check tonight, guys. So we're going to take a little break. And then we are going to come back, and we've got a little we're doing Zooms today.
Yes.
And we're going to start with a little bit of Big Brother. Have you been watching, Elle?
I have been watching, yes.
So we've got the third place runner-up.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Emma Morgan.
She was brilliant. I actually thought she was, like, a favourite to win. She was my favourite to win.
Yeah, I thought she was favourite for a long time.
Yeah.
So, guys, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back in turn. We're going to speak to Miss Emma Morgan. See you soon.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the truth. And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle.
It is.
I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
One in five people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you, what's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
We're accessing all areas, guys, and we are joined by Miss Emma Morgan, fresh out of the Big Brother house. That was a shit accent. Marcus Bentley ain't got nothing to worry about. Emma, how are you, darling?
I'm fine, sweetheart. It's a bit of a mad one coming out of that house and trying to get back to normal life, do you know what I mean?
So
I'm getting there.
Because what's it been? 2-3 days since you've been out the house?
Do you know what, Bobby? I don't even know. I think it's been about 4 or 5, but I don't know. I've had my pyjamas on for the past 2 days. I had to get dressed to come on here. I don't even know if you can see me. Can you see me?
I can see you, and you look gorgeous. Stunning. You look like you've got the same dentist as me, Em.
Oh, well, yeah, is he based in Turkey?
He might be. Oh, is he in Istanbul?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, this ain't an ad. Right, Ems, talk to me. So you're out the house, you got some clothes on, it's good to see.
I know.
I mean, you're beautiful with that, but I'm on the other bus. I hate to break your heart. But how was the whole experience for you? Like, the last few days, you come third.
Yeah.
Fucking mental, wasn't it?
Do you know what? I honestly felt like I'd been sectioned a few times. I thought, what, am I allowed to swear on it?
Oh, yes. God, yeah, we fucking love it.
We encourage it.
I thought I was in a fucking mental asylum most of the time with them. Honest to God, there was some funny goings on in that house, honest to God. Like, I actually thought, I'm a bit of a crier, me. I'm always fucking skriking. So I thought, I'll be one of these that's in the diving room every 2 minutes going, oh, and I wasn't.
No, you actually weren't. You were super strong. And, like, there were so many characters as well around you that were, like, overwhelming, like, Lily. And you really held it together. Although, when you came out, you did say that Lily was very annoying, right?
Do you know what? It's not even that, like, she's annoying as a person. She's just fucking hard to live with because she's screaming. Like, you'll see, like, Big Brother on the show. I don't even know how long it's on for. Was it on for an hour or something? And you might hear Lily scream a few times in that hour, but what you don't hear is the volume of it and how often she does it and when she does it. She do it in your face, and she didn't really do it with
I bet it gets on your tits, Em, didn't it?
Oh, I got right on my tit, both of them, Bobby. Do you know what I mean? It was it was hard work, and she's a scruffy little bastard. But so, you know, so were my kids at that age. In fact, they still are. So I do get that, but it was hard. Do you know
and it's
going
to grate on you eventually. When someone's getting on your tits, Em, you think, fucking Romeo, done, enough's enough.
And that's what I mean. I've got 3 kids myself, and, like, well, 2 of them are angels. One of them's been a little bit naughty. Yeah. And so
2 out of 3, you've done all right.
2 out of 3 is not bad. I've had it up to here with kids.
Yeah, you bastard, sick of it.
Do you know when you came out and you were being interviewed and Lily was, like, sat in the audience? Did you know she was sat there? Because you said that she was kind of annoying. I forget what you said exactly, but she did not look pleased in the slightest.
Well, I've been slated a little bit for that on social media. Like, people going, oh, 53, and one of them said 54-year-old woman slating a 20. I thought, number one, I'm not fucking 54. Don't write me off yet.
Yeah, bastards.
You know what, though, Bobby? I said in the house, I told her in the house, I said, Lily, you're driving me fucking nuts with your screaming. I said, stop doing it. I weren't being nasty to her. I was just telling her.
Just let her know what time it is.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And I'd said about it in the diving room, and I thought, I don't want to come across as, like, being dead two-faced. Like, if you've got an issue with somebody, then you need to tell that person and bitch about them.
Yeah.
And as well, about the mum and dad thing, I said to her in the house, I went, I bet your mum and dad are over the fucking moon that they've got rid of you for a few weeks. But I said it with humour. And she we both laughed about it. And I just literally repeated that on there. But everyone's like, oh, poor Lily. But Lily's sweet. Like,
I think it was more Lily's reaction when the camera went to her. When you said it on the live show, she kind of rolled her eyes like, okay. Did she say anything to you afterwards?
No, not at all. And, and like I said, it's nothing that I've not said to her previously. It wasn't a shock to Lily that I said that.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I didn't mean it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But also, what people have to remember is, like, Big Brother is a reality show, and although you're living in it, it's your life at that time, it is a reality show, and it's also your job at that moment in time. That's what you're doing. You're living and breathing. So I think people, they sit at home and they watch for 44 minutes a day, I think if you work in a supermarket, a bank, on a market stall, you're always going to work with someone that gets on your tits and fucks you off.
It's only inevitable
that you're going to go fucking pack it in, darling.
And you know what? If I didn't say that, then I wouldn't have been being myself.
No.
I'd have been on there being false, going, oh, isn't Lily fun? And thinking to me in my head, like, I wish she'd fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just thought, I told it like it was. I've not got a nasty bone in my body, not certainly not for Lily, and she knows that. So I don't think I've upset Lily. We've not actually had a chat since I've come out, but I don't think that's because she's fell out with me, because like I said, she's heard it all before.
It's just that
you can imagine, we've just come out of Big Brother. I think I had about 2,000 followers when I come out. When I got home, I switched my phone on. There was about 2,000 messages and posts and this and that. So we've all been like whizzing through our phones and trying to get things sorted. So we've not really had time to chat yet. But I'm sure
you ain't clumped her. Do you know what I mean?
I've not fucking killed anyone at the end of the day.
No.
Exactly.
And, what people seem to forget is we're normal people. Mm. We're just normal Joe Blogs off the street going on to this TV show, and all of a sudden they expect us to like know exactly what we can say, what you can't say. And you'll know, you've only got to say one little thing, it gets taken out of context, gets blown up out of all proportion. But as long as I can sleep at night, I'm all right. The people that know me know I'm not.
Exactly. You can't run around. You ain't Camilla Parker Bastard Bowles. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, if someone gets on your tits, you're gonna let her know, and that's all we want from Big Brother. We love Camilla, but what I'm saying is you've got to let people know what time is. So Em, I want to quickly ask you, and then I know that there's a few questions to come, but I'm gonna ask you, my love, like, Big Brother, it's a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Who is the fakest person in there? Like, we see things. We see 44 minutes a night, take the adverts away and all that shit. Who is the fakest person? Because people go into these shows with a game plan now. So now you've got the floor. Spill the tea, Em.
You want me to spill the tea,
It's Access All Areas, Emma.
Clues in the name.
Yeah.
For me, there wasn't a fake person, I think, is putting on a complete act.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, early on, I thought, when I first got to know Martha, I thought Martha was the sweetest, kindest, loveliest little sensitive soul. But then she did a couple of things and I just thought, someone who was that sweet and that lovely wouldn't have just done or wouldn't have just said what you said there. I think Martha.
So you think she was a bit two-faced?
I think Martha at times came across as a wolf in sheep's clothing to me.
Okay.
That's not to say that I dislike the girl, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought she was being nicer than what she actually felt.
Right.
With Lily, I'm going to say it, I'll get slaughtered, but with Lily, I think there was a lot of gameplay in there. Mm-hmm. I think the screaming is something she's nicked from watching videos of Nikki Graham in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because Aisling...
She reminded
Miss
me
of... Miss Aisling Hogan-Wallace.
Yes.
Who famously was in Big Brother with Nikki.
Yeah.
Came out, I think, week one, and like you've just said, she went... I don't want to misword Miss Aisling. Yeah. I know Aisling. But I think it was week one. Anyway, she said it at some point. She kept saying she's trying to be Nikki Graham.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you say that. It's interesting you say that.
There you go.
Honestly, I said it in the diary room, and Big Brother was like, Emma, Lily would have been 2 years of age when Nikki Graham's on the screen. And I said,
YouTube, darling.
She wouldn't have been born when Elvis around, but she knows who fucking Elvis is. I said, so let's not be stupid about it. So I do think...
She's right, though.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is internet lives.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And like, if you know you're going on to Big Brother, you're going to Google things like what makes a good housemate, who are the best housemates, blah, blah. You go mental researching things about Big Brother, what's going to happen in the house, or you know what I mean?
Mm.
She's not stupid, the kid. And like little things like just doing random shit, like just sitting on top of the kitchen worktop with a coat hanger on her head and stuff. Like, nobody laughed at it when she didn't know, but she would do things like that. And I thought, she's doing that because she wants the camera to go on her and all that. And that for me was a little bit fake and a bit game playing. But you know what? At the end of the day, we were there to play a game. We all wanted to win, even though we weren't, like, we were trying to pretend we were all right with being evicted and that. Load of bollocks. We all wanted to win. Yeah. So kudos to her, really. She's a switched on little cookie, but I don't believe the personality that Lily put out there was all hers. I think she engineered a few little bits. I might be wrong. I might get slaughtered, but I'm owning what
fuck
I'm
being slaughtered, babe. It's a slaughterhouse. So when you sit in the, like you say, so you sat in the diary room and you actually said to Big Brother, and it's interesting, you said this before you knew that Ashlyn was set, and I believe she was doing a column for The Sun.
Right.
Well, I believe it's The Sun.
I said it.
She was saying, I think she's trying to be Nikki Graham. So, but you were sat in the house saying the same.
Yeah, I was sat in that diary room chair saying the same. Like, so I haven't watched it back yet, so I don't know which bits they've aired and which bits they haven't. But for me, the two, I don't know about fake, maybe fake game playing or whatever.
All the same thing. Martha. If you ain't yourself, I think it's a game play fakery. Yeah.
Martha and Lily. I think Martha was being herself, but she was desperately trying to be super, super nice all the time, even when she didn't really feel it. I thought she was like quite greedy. Like, she, if there was any tasks going, she wanted to do it. Like, she was like, me all the time. And I was thinking, fuck's sake, give someone else a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if something didn't go her way, that face would, like, she, you know, she got a bit pissed off a few times when I was just thinking, I don't know if it came out, but I was quite a lot. I was going, don't deep it. So that weren't going down too well. So, yeah, those are my two that I think were
the game players
a little bit. Yeah.
Interesting. And you know, on the outside, for a while you were favourite to win, because I think people, you did really come across like saying what's on your mind, and people really know that that's genuine. So did you feel that when you were in the house, because I know that, like, when you do live shows you can hear the screaming and the fans and stuff, did you ever think that you might make it to the final yourself and win?
No, honest to God, not in a million years. Because as well, normally, like, if you get like an older one on Big Brother, they tend to get fucked off pretty early, don't you? You see them going out the door with their bags and that, with all the big knickers and whatnot. And I just thought, I'll be getting fucked off shortly, because I swear a lot. So I thought, they probably won't give me any airtime because I keep dropping the C-bomb. Got told off for that in the diary room. Can you stop dropping the C-bomb? But it's my favourite word. So I like to use it in abundance. So I thought, that might get me out the door. Yeah. And then I just weren't getting put up for eviction. Like, I did, you know, each week I weren't getting put up for eviction. And then I only got put up for eviction by the housemates this one time. And it was after I'd done a little bit of, like, it looked like I was doing a bit of shit stirring with Shagan and Hannah. But what Big Brother didn't show you was they put us up to it. So they got me and Hannah in the diary room and asked us to be beauty therapists. And they said that I had to, that what they wanted us to do was dig deep with the housemates, ask them certain questions. I got told I had to do Shagan and Marcello. And then we were given like these little laminated cards with questions on that we had to ask. So I had to say to Shagan, what do you think that message was about with Hannah? How do you feel about Hannah? How do you think Hannah feels about you? Then after we've done that, Big Brother told us, right, now you've got to go and have a debrief and tell each other what you've learned. So my daughter said to me, Mom, up until that point, people started saying, up until that point, you were number one at the bookies. Then people started saying, oh, Emma's shit stirring. Why don't she stay out of their business? Like, it's not in it. So for me, I mean, and judging by Ali getting 51% of the votes, I don't think any of us stood a chance anyway. But I think that was a bit of a shame to have that thrown at me at the last minute and have it look like it was my doing? Like, because number one, I love Hannah and Shegan, but I knew they were just friends. And number two, I'm not really that fucking arsed what's going on with anyone. I just wanted to do my time and get out. I felt like I was in prison at times.
So do you feel like that stitched you up?
It did stitch me up a little bit, I think. But again, in saying that, Ali was absolutely the clear winner as far as the voters went. So I think the right person won. She's got so many fans out there. For me personally, it was a bit of a head scratcher because I think there were bigger personalities in there with a bit more humour, maybe a bit more entertaining. As lovely as Ali was, she was very quiet. She wasn't hilarious, although the last couple of weeks she kind of come into her own and she showed more of a personality, which was sad because I thought, why didn't you show that earlier on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because she kind of isolated herself quite a bit. Yeah. Although me and Ali, and I don't know if it's been shown, but we had some lovely little chats, me and Ali.
Yeah.
And again, people are like, why do you hate Ali? Like, I don't fucking hate Ali. You know what I mean? Like, we've never had a row. I've told her a couple of things that I didn't like the way she kind of championed Lily all the time, which is good to champion someone. But if she really wanted to help Lily from being evicted and stuff, tell Lily, rather than saying, carry on as you are, Lily, don't change, we love you, say, well, do you know what, Lily? I find everything you do great, but some of the other housemates don't. So maybe if you didn't scream in people's faces or act a bit of a at times, maybe you wouldn't.
You can say the word.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop acting a cunt and then you won't be keep getting nominated. So for me, showing Lily maybe to tone a few things down might have done her more favours than saying, go on, Lily, you carry on as you are. You're great. Don't change for anyone.
Yeah.
And like you say, was it just you in the house, or was there a few people think that she was being a bit of a cunt?
Oh, no. Honest to God, loads of people thought she was a bit of a cunt. They still liked her, as I did.
Oh, you can like. I mean, I'm no gynecologist, but I know a cunt when I see one. Do you know what I mean? And I'm a gay man. I ain't seen one since the 90s. I've worked with a few. But when you're in a house with people, a cunt's a cunt.
It is. And sometimes you can be a funny cunt or a boring cunt or a silly cunt, but she was an annoying cunt. She's still mine. She's still our Lily. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, exactly. God love Leo. I could have you on all night, but I've got to move on to my next guest. Thank you so much, darling. Congratulations, third. And you thought you had big jaws and you was getting kicked out early doors.
No.
You and your big jaws were third.
And how can you believe it?
I love it. Babe, you are stunning. Shout out to our dentist. Love ya. Take care, and best of luck, girl.
Bye.
Oh, bless her.
Scream. I love her.
It's Access All Areas. Like to access every area.
We do. I need her on a TV show, please.
She's just been on a TV show.
Her very own. I want to follow her around on her daily life. She's hilarious.
Right, guys, we'll have a little break. And then we're going to be joined by Charlie from Married at First Sights UK. Ta-da.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the truth. And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. and we learned our lesson. From these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Malani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you, what's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back, guys. It's Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris, and we are joined by, fresh out of Married at First Sight UK, it's Charlie Curtis. Charlie, how are you, darling?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good.
Having me.
I'm good. Oh, thank you for coming on, babes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, where do we start? What an experience.
Yes,
I guess we've got to start from the beginning.
Go on then, why not?
Talk to me. Why did you even sign up to this show? Because it's no longer the new kiddie on the block. It's been about a while. People know what they're getting with it. And no pun intended, but you've got to kind of go balls deep to marry someone at the... Well, you ain't going balls deep, but... But just to go, I'm going to rock up, put a lovely fucking little frock on or whatever, go to the church or
it's
whatever.
Yeah.
That takes some bollocks.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was proposed for maths.
How did they find you? You were scouted.
That was scouted. Yeah, they found me on Instagram, yeah. And at that time, I don't know. I'd been single for 4 years, and I'm a big universe believer in believing that everything comes your way. You're put on the path you're meant to be on. And I
Amen.
Thought, do you know what? I'll give it a go. Why not? Maybe that is the way I'll meet the love of my life.
Yeah.
Love it. Someone, especially if it slides in your DMs, that is almost like... I'm not going to say a certain name. I was going to then, but I don't want to upset anyone. But it's a power above.
Yeah, it's like
a slid in your DM.
Yeah.
She knows. It's like he's slid in your DMs and went, there you go, have a bit of this.
Yeah.
Literally.
It was your path. And did you feel like it was the right thing to do at that time? Did everything feel very natural to kind of go along with it and all the stages and everything?
Yeah, it was. It was just, I mean, I didn't go in with, like, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to get this, or, you know, I need this. It was more just take every day as it comes. If I'm lucky enough to be matched with the right person and they find me a match, then, you know, let's go for it. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was quite an enjoyable, like, audition experience, I would say. Got to meet lots of people. But yeah, I was just excited because I was just like, this has kind of come to me. It's fallen in my lap.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've always been a huge fan of maths as well. So it was really funny because years and years ago, I remember, like, one of the first series, and I was like, you know what, one day I'm going to be on that.
No way.
Manifested it.
I manifested it.
So, Charlie, you say that the audition process and being scouted was a pleasant experience. Let's talk about your wedding day. Mm. Not so much.
Well, the wedding day was absolutely incredible, to be honest. It was
the honeymoon that was shit, wasn't it?
It went downhill from there.
But wedding was good.
It was a really amazing day. Like, I was absolutely mind blown by my...
Bride
with Eve. It was I never expected it to kind of, like, the fireworks to kind of just kick off straight away.
Because you was
really
into it.
That wouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
You was well into it.
Yeah, you both looked like such a good match. And you were both really happy. Because you know the way sometimes with maths, like one person walks down the aisle and the other person is like, ah, no, this is not what I asked for.
But you looked like I would happy. If I was there and David Beckham came down, that's how I would be.
Yes.
So I thought she's as happy as a dog with two dicks or two minges. But then,
two minges indeed.
But then you get on a plane and go on an honeymoon and then talk to our viewers at home. Not so good, was it, girl?
No, it wasn't good. I'd probably say from like day two, everything just kind of went downhill from there. And just things just weren't sitting right with me. There were a few things that were questionable in regards to behaviours and just the way that things were, and things had drastically changed like very, very quickly.
And so where did it all go wrong? Because you said day two, but what sparked it off? Because we could see from watching it that you were constantly fighting, and even when you were trying to make up, it was almost like you were speaking a different language. She kept walking off when you were trying to address things and almost gaslighting you in a way. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I'd say so. I definitely think I realised that a lot more watching it back. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I think I was so blindsided by the wedding day and how amazing that had gone. Mm-hmm. And I think I was holding on to the person I met that day, but that person definitely disappeared very, very quickly. We had a little bit of an argument or a disagreement, I would probably say, and she just walked off, and I didn't see her for 12 hours. So
that's a long time. That's half a day,
especially
almost.
When you're filming. Like, what are you?
Well, not even if it's your honeymoon. I've never been married. I've not been lucky enough. But I'm saying my husband ain't having 12 hours away from
all his cars.
Every hour on my honeymoon's kind of accounted for. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
You ain't fucking off
for
12 hours.
It was an amazing destination as well. Like,
so where was she going for 12 hours? Because I guess you weren't getting none.
No. Well, I mean,
did you get anything?
12 hours. So at the gym, probably.
Fuck the gym. It's your honeymoon, darling.
Don't even get me started on that.
So the honeymoon, not a bean.
Yeah, no.
No pun intended.
What was that? What did you say?
He said not a bean. He knows his audience.
I didn't mean it like that, but I'm guessing not a bean, literally.
No pun intended.
Yeah. You never know what Bobby, that probably was intended.
No, it generally weren't. I say that about everything. So nothing.
Do you feel cheated then out of the experience? Because, you know, you went in there with so much hope and it just went downhill.
Yeah, I felt extremely cheated. Mm. I felt like I wasn't given the full opportunity to really get stuck in into what Married at First Sight is about, which is trying to get through the tough times, but also having a good time whilst doing it. Do you know what I mean? And trying to, you know, build a relationship with someone that you barely know, but starting from the beginning, kind of going in intense, but being able to learn from the task set and things like that, and being able to get to know each other. But I just never got that opportunity because she was never there. So for me, it was like I was frustrated all the time, the refusing to film, you know, it was just so frustrating because, you know, we knew what we signed up for.
Yeah.
So for me, I was I really wanted to like put 100% into it, and I just wasn't given that opportunity because she just... I don't feel like she wanted to be there.
Because, Charlie, I want to ask you, because I can't speak factually this series, but I know that a few of my ex-producers over the years have worked on Maths the last couple of years. So I'm sure there's one or two ex-Towie producers there, or execs.
Sure.
I can't figure out, when they say people refuse to film... Like, in my day of 12, I could never have rocked up on Towie and said, I'm refusing to... Like, that just weren't a thing.
That's what I'm thinking, because you signed a contract.
That's the job.
Yeah, you signed a contract,
it's like being an hairdresser going, I'm not cutting hair today. Yeah. Well, why are you here, darling? Like,
No, 100%. I mean, that was what my frustration was a lot of the time, was that... You know, you knew what you were signing up for. You've read the contract. Like, it's there.
That's the gig.
And, like, I just feel like it was quite selfish of her to sign up for something that she clearly wasn't ready for, clearly didn't know fully what was, like, going to like and, what was going to happen.
And she took a space from you because you could have been matched with somebody, you know, that truly wants to be there and truly wants to spend time with you. Another thing that I noticed from watching it as well is the other cast members seem to have sided with Eve. So you were kind of labelled at the beginning as the bad one, which I never, that never came across for me watching it as a viewer. I was
I genuinely wasn't.
I was kind
of but it's like they thought you was trash. They literally was on team.
What was that
I
about?
Just think with Eve, she's very, I'd probably say she's very good at controlling a narrative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is why I forgave Polly for what she did and, you know, the things that were said were because I fell for it myself. Like, she pulled the wool over a lot of people's eyes. There were a lot of lies told. There were a lot of stories that were twisted and over-exaggerated that to kind of control the narrative herself, mm-hmm. Which worked because they had already met her at the hen do, so there was already this relationship between them. Mm-hmm. And I was completely... I mean, you know, if my friend had come to me and told me some of the things that I supposedly did on the honeymoon, then I would probably feel a little bit like hold her at arm's length myself. Yeah. But at the same time, I do respect that. I believe Polly was sort of just sticking up for her friend. And as I said, like, I just feel like Eve was very good at, like, I don't know, lying. Like,
Charlie, I want to ask you because... Again, regardless of who production were, and I love Channel 4, I think they are incredible. Mm. Obviously, production and every show's different. But when you're filming, and not just filming, you've married someone, or TV married someone, but whatever, tomato, tomato, can you not go to a producer and say... They're not fit. Like, what do you say? Do you go to the governor and say, what the fuck am I meant to do? If someone's refusing to film, that kind of fucks the whole experiment up for you.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I did have these talks, but there was this catch 22 of where she'd say she doesn't want to film, but then she'd come back and then she'd want to film again.
But so for 12 hours, just fucked up.
I'm holding on to the hope of, does she still want to be here? Because, you know, she'll come and then... come back and do it when she's ready, even though, you know, we're there, we need to be filming when we're filming. But yeah, I mean, there were times when, I don't know, I think I just put so much trust in the experts, in the fact that I genuinely thought there's a reason why we were matched together.
But what was producers saying?
If you're fresh and so new.
But if you're saying to a producer, my wife ain't going to film for 12 hours, the producer, that's their job. Are they going to say to you, Chaz, or... babe, this is a situation. What do you do for 12 hours when she's fucked off?
I literally just, like, on my honeymoon, I stayed by our private pool and sunbathed and got room service.
Oh, you should have called me. I should have said in my DMs, I would have come and got a tan with you.
There's worse places to be on your own.
There you go.
Of course there is. But frustrating for you, because, like I say, you've got to go balls deep in that, like, card on the table, isn't it?
So much hope. Mm. Like, the hope was just... I felt like everything had sort of been crushed a bit. And obviously the weather was so amazing. So as soon as, like, I was just absolutely gutted. And I definitely fell for her very quickly. I did. Typical Santa Charlie. But
have you spoke to her since the show?
I've not spoken to Eve since the day we sat on the commitment ceremony so far.
No way. She hasn't reached out or anything?
No, she, as soon as we left the experiment, blocked me on everything.
And a channel...
Never unblocked me ever since.
Wow.
A channel can't be held accountable for that. You know what I mean? Channel 4 are incredible. They're amazing. And the duty...
Honestly, they looked after me
the
so well.
The duty of care, like, the show... Honestly, I'd say they are... incredible Channel 4. And it's not... They can't control every single contestant. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. So it's just sad that that's the luck of the draw.
She pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. Genuinely. And I couldn't blame anybody for that. You know, in the audition process, we're very much told, you know... we will match you based on paper and things like that. And if it doesn't work, it might not work.
Yeah.
But there are reasons why you're matched. So I guess I just really, like, bought into that. And I was like, there's got to be reasons why we were. And obviously there was that initial connection. It was there. Like, we did, that first day was just epic.
Were you shocked to not see her at the reunion?
She didn't come to the reunion.
Were you shocked that she didn't come?
And then I wasn't invited to the next reunion, so...
Oh. Why were you not invited?
Spoiler! I don't know, actually.
Was she invited?
No, she decided not to get involved with anything.
Even for part two?
Wow.
But thank you so much. I could speak to you all night, but we've got to go because there's another show going back to back with us. But thank you so much, darling. You're happy now. You've got a new bed.
Yes.
I have. Got a new girlfriend now. She's a worldie, so it's all good.
Woohoo! We're here. Happy days. What's meant for you won't pass you by.
Exactly.
Take care, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
So fun.
Lovely to see you, Elle.
You too, darling.
Guys, this time next week, you know, where's it at, Elle?
We're going to be here, Access All Areas.
What day, what time?
Oh, don't. Wednesday, 6 p.m.
She's sheer drunk.
I'm like, what day is it? What month is it?
Guys, hope you're keeping well.
Bye.
Life's tough, but we love you.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ta-da.